When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Alrighty, it is a Windbag Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond. You know what that means, baby. It means the YIC is in the house to entertain us all for the next 3 hours. I can just turn off my microphone, Matt, and go home.
Well,
are you?
I know the people out there wish that you would do that.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But, well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
How are
you? That's all right. I'm doing okay. Linnell Willingham is here. Matty Ice is here on the other side of the glass. And you are here as well, hopefully, at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to send an X message, go right ahead at WrestleMania621. Matty is at Mr. _ me, 93, the radio station, at Team 980. And Nell is at Nell _ BTP, which of course we all know what that stands for, right?
Big time player. But no, actually, like, social media has been a whirlwind. I have currently a guy in my Instagram DM, in my Twitter DM, same guy, blocked him on Twitter. He found me on Instagram.
Oh, is this the section, guy that is this?
He's in section 206 at Northwest Stadium and wants to fight me because I put a fork in the team on Friday.
You know what that sounds like? A giant fart fest. Yeah. Well, so I heard about
you
this.
You saw some of that, right?
Yeah, I heard some of it. I saw some of it.
I mean, it's just incredible.
I will tell you this. I wasn't going to start the show here. I was going to talk about F-16 fighter jets being the difference between the Commanders being in Washington, D.C. and in Maryland. But here we are. Why did you... Because Doc and I kind of talked about this yesterday, so I'll ask you flat out today.
Okay.
Why did you feel the need to put a pitchfork through the... through the heart, through the spine, through the guts,
well,
if you will, of the Washington Commanders on Friday.
It's what we call a reverse psychology, uh-huh. Chris Russell.
Yeah.
I knew that on Black Friday,
emotional hedges, like in betting. This was reverse psychology, Linnell style.
Hello, Jaden.
Yeah.
No, I did it because I genuinely had the most sour of tastes in my mouth after what happened last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Against the Cowboys.
Against the Cowboys. It was the most egregious loss of the Dan Quinn era. And when you add all of the context to it, it made me lose my trust for this group, is what I continue to reiterate.
One game, or the three-game losing streak?
The loss to Dallas.
Okay. Specifically the loss to Dallas. Okay.
Had nothing to do with the rivalry. It's the fact that, hey, look. The one thing that we've said about you all year long is you beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not only did you not beat a team that you were supposed to beat,
yeah,
but one can make the argument that you were stymied on both sides of the football and couldn't accomplish much. Our defense stunk versus Dallas, and we'll get to the defense against Tennessee, but I didn't think they were that great against Tennessee either. The bottom line is this, though. I think that loss to Dallas, hopefully, and I think it did based off of what happened Sunday, refocused this group, reinvigorated this group, and made this group feel, you know what? It's now or never. And I think that's the type of effort and focus and detail that they played with on Sunday. I tweeted it out, I think, and you've been here covering things closely for a long time, Chris. I think the offensive line performance Sunday in the run game was the best I've ever seen it.
I could see it immediately from, obviously, from series one.
Yeah, right.
But you saw it over and over and over and over and over again. And obviously it's easy to say that when it's 267 rushing yards. But those of us that pay attention, and I don't see everything live, so I'm going to start with that. Those of us that pay attention could just see them blowing people off the line of scrimmage and huge holes, not only on the Brian Robinson touchdown run, but on a third and one. I mentioned this a couple of times already this week. On a third and one, Brian Robinson runs up the middle for 17 yards, which, you know, you don't always see, right? Because usually it's a short yardage type situation. Get the first down, reset, get a first down, what have you. And Tyler Biadasz just absolutely demolished somebody that would have gotten to Brian Robinson if Tyler Biadasz didn't demolish him. That being said,
it was a shocker,
I do agree that a horrendous loss led to a dominant win, because it, even with all the distractions of Thanksgiving and all that stuff, they were able to absolutely focus, hone in, and maybe they caught an unsuspecting Titans team coming off of their Super Bowl win, of the year against Houston on the road the week before. I don't know. But the bottom line is, What I'm most curious by is why you, the power of the, you know, positivity, the prince of positivity.
And that's where you all have me wrong. I am not the prince of positivity.
When it comes to this team, you usually are.
I am the emperor of objectivity. Oh. That's another one. Oh. Put that on a damn t-shirt.
How about the Sultan of SWAT?
The Sultan of SWAT?
What the hell is the Sultan of SWAT? It's a Yankee baseball term.
Or a Yankee doodle went to town riding on a pony.
I think it was Babe Ruth's nickname.
What did he stick in his cap and called it macaroni? A feather?
Yeah, a feather in his cap.
Well,
I can't believe you even know that. But anyway, so like, what would you? I got to get to this though.
No, it's
what in the world would lead you, even as bad of a loss as it was, and it was
because
an inexcusable loss. What would lead you to having zero faith in the new operation? And you're
it's not
the guy
the new
that
operation.
You've been,
you're missing what I'm saying. I think it was misconstrued. What I put a fork in on Friday morning, based off of the Dallas loss, was the 2024 Commanders, meaning their playoff lives were over, essentially.
Sure.
In my opinion.
But that's losing faith in the operation.
It's not losing faith in the...
Sure.
It's understanding that maybe things had just caught up to them. I don't... Everybody in here... First of all, if you go look at every national pundit this week that talked and had to talk about upsets, who was the favorite upset of America this week? Tennessee.
What was the Tennessee?
The Tennessee Titans.
I picked the Titans. I was dead wrong.
I was dead wrong as well. And I guess that's the thing
That's what I'm not taking issue with. Not that you were wrong. I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong.
Well, I also need to take the time to say that I was wrong. Someone tweeted at me, and it was they were trying to serve me some humble pie. Because when you're as right as often as I am,
sure,
people capitalize on these moments of weakness.
I guess what I wanted to get to off the bat here is why you went from, hey man, I don't think they're going to win this Sunday. I don't think they're going to get right this Sunday. I think they're going to continue to landslide this Sunday. From that to they're done. They have no chance.
Chris,
it's over. Turn out the lights.
Because in my opinion, if they would have lost Sunday to Tennessee, that would have, I told you, I put a plastic fork in them.
You know, if they would have lost to Tennessee,
that would have been,
to me, that
would have been the season. And I did not have the faith of this offense to all of a sudden figure it out.
But
against
even
that badass defense?
Even at 7-6, it wouldn't be the season, realistically, any sort of way.
So my thing is this. If you enter the bye on a four-game losing streak with consecutive losses to Dallas and Tennessee, New Orleans coming out of it.
Say you lost 17-13 and you turned the ball over a couple of times. You couldn't run the ball. You weren't, you know, the interior of the offensive line struggled again, so on and so forth.
Well, this is also before Kirk Cousins went and vomited on himself Sunday, too. I was thinking about just the playoff picture does not work in Washington's favor, because I still was of the mindset that, hey, like, Atlanta's got a pretty good shot to win the South. And if they win the South, Tampa has the tiebreaker over us in the wild card situation. Their schedule down the stretch is more favorable than ours.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at it from a numbers standpoint. It felt like, man, this could be an uphill climb. And I still, in a way, I don't know which group I'm going to get week to week from this team right now. That's okay.
There's a lot of teams that you could say that about around the NFL, though.
But we're talking about this one.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep it to this one. Yes. I genuinely, I don't even want to say it's concern. My trust was broken with the Dallas loss. When you play as poorly as they played against a group that had been outscored 68-20 the 2 weeks prior coming in and looked abysmal, lifeless for the better part of the last eight quarters, and they come in and walk the ball down the field on the opening drive, and your offense has a banana in the tailpipe for 60 minutes damn near. How am I supposed to trust that group?
It was actually like 54 minutes and 18 seconds. 54 minutes,
but you get what I'm saying. How could you blame a man for losing trust in what
nobody
he saw?
Nobody would blame a man, Chris.
Because now I feel like I have to defend myself. Because I want everybody to know, all weekend I heard, you're a fair weather fan and you have no faith and no confidence. I'm sorry that I'm not willing to just omit the Dallas loss. For all of you that have your head up your ass and claim you care so much about the rivalry, well, damn, they lost again for the 55th time. Excuse me. The stat going into the week, I think it was 54 meetings heading in. Washington only won 17 since 97.
Yeah.
So you get what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's not, it's not as good of a rivalry as everybody thinks it
but
is.
But that's irrelevant to me. Right. I was looking at it from the way Dallas was playing, the way we were playing.
At home, short week, long travel, all that.
A must-win game.
Backup a Palooza. Nobody disagrees with you.
So that's how I was looking at it.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is how you went from, hey, man, that's an inexcusable bad loss, which we all had that reaction. We all talked about it. We all felt the same way, to burying them for the season. That's what I didn't understand when I listened to it. While I was driving to Command Land on Friday after doing a show on Infinity, I went to practice on Friday. I heard you yelling, screaming, cursing at people, getting threatened, guys wanting to fight you in Section 208.
Did I say anything wrong?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at.
It was premature.
But to bury them for this year on Friday, I don't think was the right timing and was the right thing to do.
Are you saying I was wrong? Are we allowed to be wrong in sports radio?
You're allowed to be wrong. You can be wrong five
days out of the week and still come into work the next day.
There's
your
a difference.
Key card works.
I was wrong. I'm raising my hand.
I raised my hand and said I was wrong. Oh, cool.
There's a difference between me being wrong and you saying what you said, which was stick a fork in them, put a pitchfork in them. They're spineless, gutless. That's not all of that stuff.
How did you generate the hatred that you generated? Because I'm that damn good, Chris Russell.
I generated, I said a lot of those same things too. I just didn't bury their asses for the entire rest of the year.
And that's where you went right, I guess.
That's the difference.
I was that confident and firm in my belief that Sunday was going to be, I thought Sunday was going to be an issue for them. They had the chance to get punked by the Titans. I view the Titans as that type of football team.
Defensively.
No one could have expected 11 penalties, a record number of penalties in the first quarter.
Well, not only that, but nobody could have expected what's more important than that, which was that Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry and Tavondre Sweat would be a complete non-factor and would basically be running around with turkey drooling out of their mouth from Thanksgiving, right?
But look.
They offered no resistance
at all.
So we were all, everyone that thought that would be a really, really, really tough matchup turned out to be wrong. Doesn't mean the principle or the premise was wrong. It means the result was way different than logic would tell you. Again, I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm wondering what went through your mind to say they were done for the season.
because I was off the mindset, well, if you can't beat Tennessee.
But you didn't expect them to beat Tennessee.
I didn't. I also didn't expect them to lose to Dallas.
Right.
So my expectations, that's what I get frustrated with. If I get presented new information, I have to listen to you people refer to me as a spatula. I should have put a spatula in them is what I was told. Because
well,
I flip-flopped. So
you flip a lot of things.
Stop it, Chris.
Like pancakes.
Stop. I don't flip-flop. It is me being presented new information and, oh, wait, how dare I formulate a new opinion? How dare I? That's it.
You're allowed to adjust your opinion.
Oh, adjust. Oh,
what
yeah.
you're not
Since
allowed
when
to
say. You the radio what, police.
What you're not allowed to say is all
animals.
Year how right you were.
I've been right.
I told you in May and June.
Hold on, Chris.
Unga bunga, unga, unga, unga bunga.
Did I not? Was I? Hold on. Did this young man sitting in this chair, and I don't do this to be right. I do this because this is my passion. Did I not?
But you like being right.
Did I not
you?
Perfectly lay out the formula for what this offense was going to be this year? Say it. Say that I did. Who gave you 25 attempts for contest with Jaden? Who said exotic smash mouth football? If Sunday,
by the way, the team that you stole that from got their asses just beat and destroyed.
I know, but in reality,
a caller called up yesterday and reminded me of that because I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how great of a bit that would have been if I would have been in my right mind and not doing 1,000 different things during the game to just be like exotic smash mouth football against the team that you stole that from.
How
you steal all of my concepts and all of my things? No, nobody's saying that you can't flip around and be like a pancake and a spatula and all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm not flipping. I'm just being presented new information. That's it.
Who was it? Smitty? Smitty called in on the show on Friday, and I was listening, and I couldn't howl any louder because that's exactly what you are. But even with that being said, I'm just trying to figure out
it was a bad
why
loss
you went
them.
to the lengths that you did to have a funeral for them on the radio, and how you like. There's been times over the years when I like would defend Jim Haslett, which I was right about,
but you do things out of spite, Kirk Cousins. I went on the rant not out of spite. I went on the rant because that's how I felt.
You don't do things out of spite.
Chris, you're the king of doing things out of spite. Joe Barry's ass can't coach to save his life, and you were ready to die over him. Jim Haslett's ass can't coach to save his life, and you were ready to die for him.
I know. Matt LaFleur, who employed him for 5 years as the defensive coordinator, thought Joe Barry was incompetent, right?
Well, sure. The personnel hasn't changed too much in Green Bay this year. They added Xavier. I get it.
He's got 9 interceptions. They didn't have him.
But all in all, though, in all seriousness, like, all stick aside, there's no way any of you can not understand where I was coming from Friday morning. You can't not get it.
Well, I do not understand
how?
Where you're coming. Because, again, I do understand you being down on them. I do understand you being critical and suspicious of their future. What I don't understand,
Chris,
is why you went to the lengths that you did. That's what I don't understand.
Because I understood the time slot I was in and that there could be some ears on me.
Well, there you go, people. Just right there, we got the truth out of him. My guy
on a
Windbag Wednesday was trying to whip up a hornet's nest and was trying to get you all you jabronis in Section 208 to be mad at him and to threaten him to fight and to come down here and attack us all and put us all in jeopardy.
Matt,
we weren't here on Friday. I was working from home and then at Command Land, but Linnell's whole goal was to put the entire two radio stations and the building in jeopardy by having some sharpshooter come down here and do something damaging, all because he was trying to stir up the hornet.
No,
all because he was flip-flopping like a bunch of flapjacks on a Friday morning after Thanksgiving. We got the truth.
You all are lucky that I'm a tremendous sport and I allow this. Because in reality, I mean, you all have such unrealistic expectations of me. Excuse me for being down on a group that got embarrassed.
That's not what we're mad at.
But hold on, Chris. There's context to it. There's context. context to it.
There's context to everything.
That could not run the football to save their life walked it down the field on you with backup guards and a makeshift rookie center that didn't get drafted to be a center.
We were all upset.
You didn't stop Dallas once. Every drive that Dallas had themselves by a miscue.
How many people around here put a pitchfork in them and said they were done for the season? At 7-5.
I did.
That should tell you everything.
But that is exactly.
301-230-0983.
And I'm once again.
I'm going to invite the judge, the jury.
No, but in
maybe
reality,
the executioner
though,
as well.
Well, that's the thing
we
about
need to
me.
Execute I, better. I'm in favor of it, or whatever that coach John McKay once said when talking about the 76 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm unexecutable. So don't try to execute me.
You know, we can certainly muzzle you. Now, I wasn't suggesting anything, but we could certainly find a way to control the things that come out of your mouth. 301-230-0983. Tell us, was Linnell wrong, crazy, for putting a pitchfork in the spine, the guts of the Washington Commanders on Friday morning before they went out and demolished the number two DVOA, which is bull crap defense in the NFL, demolished the Tennessee Titans. You tell us. And we'll get to the new president and fighter jets in exchange for precious land. All of that to come on a Windbag Wednesday on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Didn't somebody once say you got to be crazy in love? Right? By the same artist that happens to sing this song?
Well.
Are you irreplaceable? Because you were the only person to stand on your foundation and tell us how great this team was going to be and how great the quarterback was going to be based off of a couple of practices and shorts and a t-shirt in the middle of May?
Was Sunday the return of exotic Smash Mouth football or not?
No.
It wasn't?
That's not what we want to ask.
No.
Of course it was.
It was the return.
It was the return of.
Of who they are.
As we talked about last Wednesday, we knew Jaden was getting close based on how he ran against Dallas, based on how he performed in the last 6 minutes. We knew Jaden was getting close. The question was, were they going to have Brian Robinson be able to play most of, if not a full game, and have explosion and pop? And were they going to be able to seal up some of the big issues on the interior of the offensive line? And all of that was a resounding yes. Like, while everyone spent last week talking about walking off a cliff, we debunked it and said, no. The biggest problem is not Cliff Kingsbury.
No.
It's Brian Robinson Robinson's health.
I'm willing to take it a step further, though, and this is sparked by something the junkies were talking about the other day, and I think they were a little off base with their thought. Cliff Kingsbury, 100. you're a piece of work. I think Cliff Kingsbury not only does he get improperly blamed for the losing streak and the fall off. I don't think he gets enough credit for what the hell he's doing.
Of course.
He's making chicken salad out of you know what.
Absolutely.
This is the most talent
deficient.
That's
the best point you've made all year,
this
my friend.
This is the most. You're lucky I'm in a reserved mood. Uh-huh. I'm trying to keep calm.
But that's the best thing that you've said.
I've been
more than putting
it
a fork in anybody or whatever. You should have said for all you conspiracy theorists out there that care more about the 2017 Texas Tech Red Raiders than anything that your eyes and your gut and your common sense should tell you about the 2024 Commanders. You should have said, for those of you in that category, put a fork in them. They're done. They have no chance. Season
that's
over.
Not how I
turn out the lights. That's what you should have said.
This offensive line against Dallas didn't look like a group that wanted to fire off and hit anybody.
I agree with
that. And then Southeast Sam all of a sudden wakes up last Sunday and turned into a damn mob boss.
Southeast Sam?
No. Matt, clip this off. We're going to learn how to say this in this segment. Say it with me. South.
East. East.
Sam. That's Sam Cosby, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see what he...
South?
When you put your finger in a man's face the way he did...
Are you saying South as in S-O-U...
F.
F?
Yes, yeah, the Southeast End.
So not South.
No, no, South.
Okay, South.
Southeast
South.
Sam. Mm-hmm.
Southeast Sam.
Southeast
Sam. So when I go up to Sam Cosmi.
I can't wait to like.
Which I do on a regular basis, although I didn't see him after the game on Sunday. When I go up to Sam Cosmi, should I just, instead of calling him Sam or Sammy, as he's affectionately known among family and friends, Sammy. Should I call him, what up, South?
What up, Southeast?
What up, South?
Southeast Sam is what you call
him,
Chris.
It was kind of like there was a tag team in WWE, and I think they got fired or whatever, and they were like, somebody's soft. And it's soft wasn't S-O-F-T, it was S-A-W-F-T, right? Or something like that. I forget who it was like. I forget who the tag team was, but I can picture them in my mind. All right, so ultimately, you were wrong, and you were wrong times 10, and that's okay. Lord. I was wrong, too, and a lot of people were wrong. Now we can move on. I just wanted to establish that.
I'm just having a good time.
All the callers want to get to you and tell you how wrong they were, so I think we should allow that in the spirit of
competition.
Well, I'm a man
first. That's
and
it.
Fairness.
Just don't threaten to try to fight me because of my that's what I was like. Seriously, though. Even me, I was a fan of sports talk radio growing up as a kid. I never heard someone say something and think that I wanted to fight them.
I totally agree with you on that.
And, I'm the wrong guy to probably pick a fight with.
There's got to be a line. There's got to be a line. All right, we're going to get to calls. We're going to get to F-16 fighter jets. We're going to get to the new president.
Oh, I hate the F-16
and Campbell
fighter
Soup.
Jets.
We're going to get to it all. But first, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, with the Commanders on the bye, the rest of the NFL takes center stage. And, of course, the Buffalo Bills, one of the teams to watch after their Sunday night demolition of the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of people thought the Bills were going to struggle this year because they had lost several key veterans, including Micah Hyde, at their safety spot. Well, now, not only are they not struggling, and they're kicking ass, but Micah Hyde is back. He'll start out on the practice squad for Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills, but his locker was kept in touch and everything the same, and they're just going to add to the depth of their secondary. The Buffalo Bills getting better, theoretically, as they try and make a Super Bowl run. Meanwhile, the Capitals with a not great performance last night. Home loss in overtime to an improving San Jose Sharks team as they came up short. Tom Wilson, a key penalty late in regulation. Certainly that bleeding over. The only goal, Nick Dowd on a one-timer from the high slot. The Wizards, well, you know, they were the Wizards last night as well, as you heard right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. The Wizards are next up against, just pull it up here, the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night at Capital One Arena, and that's what's trending.
I'm so tired of being exploited around here. I mean, just complete exploitation is what's going on.
What are you talking about, Linnell?
No, I mean, the energy that you all put in the bits directed at me, I don't even have words. It's such a bad
stance. What are you talking about?
Any of you jabronis out there that think, if you get presented new information, hear me out here for a second. I know it's hard for some of you out there, especially our PG County audience. Look, if your opinion changes based off of new information being presented, how is that being a flip-flopper? Please explain to me. I'm just supposed to believe that, despite the fact that the offensive line hasn't fired off the football and hit anybody over the past month, I'm just supposed to think they're going to all of a sudden do it against Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat and Arden Key and Harold Landry? I'm wrong for putting a fork in them. They got embarrassed Sunday by Dallas, two Sundays ago. It was an embarrassing loss. So, yes, I put a fork in their playoff lives. Because if you're going to make the playoffs, you're not going to lose at home to Dallas, who had been outscored 68-20 the 2 weeks prior and couldn't bust a grape offensively. A CC Doc Walker. I mean, in reality, though, how am I wrong? How am I wrong for that?
What's causing you to be so upset, though, Linnell?
What's causing me to be so upset? Because these people, they DM me and they harass me and they chastise me and they treat me, they don't respect one of the most bright minds.
We respect you, though. We got you food. We got you food. We respect you.
You got me food. So you can call me fat for eating it? Huh?
No, of course not.
We would never do that because look at me.
Chris. I still would like the floor.
Here's the deal. I just put the video up. At WrestleMania 621, so you can all see the presentation and you can see what happened during the break. So here's the deal.
This is ridiculous.
You were called by Smitty, a caller on Friday, a flipper, right? And said you needed a spatula or something like that. That was basically the genesis of the bit, right? And he's absolutely right. You waffle all the time between whatever you want to say. Like, if the wind is blowing a little bit on this day, you're waffling over here.
I call it being willing to not be set in my ways and be stubborn and ignorant. Understand that things change.
Hashtag Willie, calm down. Okay? Just calm down.
Hashtag Willie.
So you were waffling, you were flipping. So what we decided to do as a show is we went to a local breakfast eatery. Are we allowed to say on the air where we went? Yeah. Does it matter?
I mean, we bought it, so
okay, yeah, we bought it. We went to IHOP, and we had them deliver some eggs and some sausage and some bacon, even though it's 1:39 in the afternoon, and some waffles, right, because you like to waffle, and also imaginary pancakes. Now, you might ask, what are imaginary pancakes? Wait, what was that?
You don't know that? That's donkey.
Say that again.
That's
I'm making waffles.
It's incredible.
There you go. So we got imaginary pancakes for you to flip in your mind as you kind of figure out from day to day what the hell you're going to talk about and how you're going to piss off the greater DMV and how you're going to stoke the flames and get people in section 208 to throw apples at you.
Sanchez says waffling willing.
That's a new one. Hashtag waffling Willingham.
You know, you all could call it waffling. There's a reason. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point because I feel like everything I say is being thrown back in my face and being made a mock.
Maybe it is.
You all can call it flip-flopping. It's not. And I will argue to the death of it. It's not flip-flopping when you're presented. And then I have people. This is what kills me the most. So I go on DC News Now Sunday night after I do it. Every game we do that. We break the game down.
It's wonderful. By the way, DC News Now, every night of the week, 7 nights a week, 30-minute sports show.
Only in town.
Exactly.
Only one in town.
And on Sunday nights, you get hashtag Willie.
Oh, God. But no, I had people, I posted, you know, because I really thought, and I meant what I said in the opening segment, I thought the play of the offensive line, for as many games as I've watched of this team, I don't think they've had a better performance than what they had Sunday. Like, just from a targeting standpoint, from playing as one to executing at a level that's just honestly so damn good that I don't know if it's replicable. Like, they were that good on Sunday.
I don't think it is replicable.
It's not.
Like, I mean, people should not expect this moving forward.
They were perfect damn near on Sunday. Like, I can't wait to see the PFF grades of some of the offensive linemen.
Well, I saw them. I don't have them right in front of me. I can get them.
PFF's reputation is dying.
I understand, but the center, Tyler Biadasz, who had really struggled the last couple of weeks, was the highest rated offensive lineman out of the group, and he should have been. He was great.
Yeah, he was great. He played really, really well. And I think the interior three, who I've, you know, had some issue with, we both have. Allegretti, Cosme, and Southie Sam, and Tyler Biadasz. They play really well, and to do that against that group, I think is super impressive. I said it, what was it, last Wednesday, they look like a group that just, and you're not interested in my football analysis anymore. You should see Chris Russell's face in it. It's almost like I'm just blowing smoke.
I'm a little bit
this is insane.
I don't know what this cost me, but whatever it cost me, it was the best investment I've ever made.
So, but no, like they look like a group heading into Tennessee that was hurt, banged up. They weren't firing off the ball the same way.
Yeah.
It just, they look dejected.
I agree.
As an offensive line. So, excuse me for not thinking that, well, I guess I get your point. It's not that they that I was picking them to lose. That's, it's that I put a fork
that,
in them.
That's the point.
Can I tell you why I put a fork? Okay,
and we have forks on the way. I mean, if you'd like to, again, continue to put a fork in something, you, by all means, we got some scrambled eggs, we got some bacon, we got some sausage, we got some pancakes, imaginary pancakes. Somehow we went to IHOP and didn't get pancakes. What happened here?
Well, because waffles, when you
I know, but, you know, like but the, because he flips, I mean, I know. You can't flip we waffles.
But that's why I say pancakes from Silver
you do
Diner,
flip
but
a waffle.
Okay, all right. We tried. The effort was there to basically have some fun with you.
The engineer's looking like, why the hell is there IHOP
Daniel's
here?
Daniel's like, yeah, exactly.
And Daniel, there's IHOP here because they don't respect me as a radio personality. That's why there's IHOP here. I'm the biggest joke in all of CDC. I can't believe that this is still
much.
That this is got.
But you want to go out to the calls and see what they think?
Yeah, let's go out to the calls.
Let's go to Dump Truck Don.
Oh my God!
To get us started, Dump Truck, what do you think of Don, all this?
Don, good to hear from you, man. Happy holidays. We ain't heard from Dump Truck in a little while, man.
I heard from Dump Truck last week.
I haven't. Is what I'm saying.
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. And I've been working days. I've been working nights since July. And I remember something I heard back in July. I'm going to get to that in a second. But it was Big Cass and Enzo Amore.
There you go. Big Cass and Enzo. You're right. You're right.
You're
good job.
Soft.
Yeah. Good job.
Linnell, you said something. You were so wrong about it. Now, I didn't get a chance to call you out on it, but I got some humble pie for you.
Now's a good time, Don.
Yeah,
now's
kick,
a good time.
Kick me while I'm down.
The biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC.
Was the Jets. I said
that. The New York Jets.
I did say that all
really?
Summer. I said that
now,
all summer.
You said that multiple times.
I said it all summer.
5-6 weeks into the season, I'm like, the Jets? Because they got Aaron Rodgers? No. They're going to flunk because they're the Jets. Because that's what they do. They crash. That's what the Jets do.
You're correct, dumb
chump. Pause. Yeah. I had to get that in there. But, yeah, man, you flip-flop a lot. But, hey, everybody does. You're supposed to.
You know what he based that up, though, Don? On, you know what he based that on? One visit to Florham Park, New Jersey.
No, it had nothing to do with my visit to Florham Park. We didn't even see Aaron Rodgers in Florham Park.
Because they absolutely demolished the Commanders on a rainy Thursday in Florham Park.
We didn't even see Aaron.
Linnell was convinced that he was running to the window.
You're talking about the guy who went to Cairo instead of hanging out with his boys and stuff and learning plays and stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is my issue.
That guy in that group was the number one threat to the Chiefs. Right.
Well, Don,
let's localize this. Was he wrong for putting a pitchfork in the Commanders last Friday?
It's too early.
Too early.
Of course.
It's way too early.
Of course.
You still got four or five games to play?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't cut him out that early, man.
Yeah. I got plastic forks for him now in case he wants to use those while they're on bye. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from Dump Truck Don.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Let's go to
I refuse to continue to sit here and be made. It's like I'm a mockery, be making a mockery of me. That's what I feel is happening.
Let's go to DC and Akatink says the label says Linnell and Russell are wrong.
Oh, God.
Let's see what DC has to say. What's up, DC?
Hello, DC.
Great day, fellas. How y'all doing?
What up?
Even better to you.
Hey, it's a day to roast Russell and a day to roast Linnell. Linnell, I told you on Saturday, man, I hope you got a spork, not a fork.
This is Russell, DC. Okay, bet.
The way y'all are going, man, just keep saying that we're going to lose.
Wait. How did I get involved in this? I thought they were going to lose one game.
Because you're negative Russell. You're always negative,
remember? I thought they were going to lose one game to a really stout defense. My fault.
Well, I thought they weren't going to
make
playoffs.
Hey, they were stout and giving up points.
Yeah, I was the one that had them winning 13 games this year.
But I really love the way our O-line played, man. I hope they continue to play that way throughout the year, especially, you know, getting this break and licking their wounds. And we might have to keep Lucas over there at that right tackle as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a certain co-host of the Windbag Wednesday program that was howling from the mountaintops back in July that our best tackle tandem was Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas.
Who is that?
That's one of the many things I said this summer. Do I need to go back and give my bold predictions for the season?
You wanted to stick a fork in them, though?
Is my mic
credit for it now?
No, your mic's on.
A fork in them?
Yeah. Now, you're just
that's my thing. You all kill me. Just because I put a fork in them, I'm supposed to stop my analysis. I'm supposed to stop saying anything about the team. I'm not even just talking about you, DC. Twitter is a cesspool. I mean, it is a cesspool of toxicity. It's the most trifling, disgusting, vulgar, I mean, just a mindless pit is what X is. Especially you Commander fans on X. Are you so-called Commander
DC,
fans?
Do you have anything real quickly to say to wrap this up?
This is incredible.
Hey, no, man. I'm looking forward to us coming back with as much health as possible to push to the end of the season, yep. And I think we're going to do good.
I hear you. I think they should take their pitchfork to New Orleans with them on the plane.
I hope they do. What I'm not going to do, though, is let you all pressure me into, like, just picking against them the rest of the way to try to prove my point. I don't do that because I don't have – that's not what I do this for.
Because you don't have a clue when it comes to picking games. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
I mean, as we discussed yesterday – as we broke down in full detail on yesterday's show, Graham.
This is incredible.
301-230-0980. We'll keep the party going a little bit. This is your chance to get back at Linnell.
Don't you all have to go to work?
Who buried the Commanders, who put them in a coffin on Friday with his pitchfork in hand, and then wants to know why you guys all hate him and want to fight him.
So, Chris, this is the detail that you're missing. And on the other side of the break, I'll tell you why it was not me, the youngest in charge, that put a pitchfork in the Washington Commanders.
Oh, okay.
And maybe on the other side of the break, we can bring on the man that did put an actual fork in the Washington Commanders.
Let's do that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Linnell is digging into his breakfast combo meal. The waffler's got a waffle. He's got a couple of sausage links, little scrambled eggs for his brain.
This is incredible.
And right. some hash browns as well, as we celebrate Linnell putting a pitchfork in the Commanders' season last Friday here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. If you missed the video, it's up right now at WrestleMania621 as Maddie coordinated this. It was his brainchild. It was his idea. I had nothing to do with this. And Maddie brought in the food and presented it to Linnell. We caught it on video, secret video. And you can go check out the initial presentation. And Linnell has helped himself in a dome to some breakfast. And first bite, Matt, shockingly, right into the damn waffle. Right into the damn waffle. Do you have a pitchfork with you or just a plastic fork?
Oh, I was told to use a spork, so okay. I have a spoon.
Well, we don't want you to spoon anything. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Jonesy next up. And obviously,
thank you.
We will move on and not have as many shenanigans Someone after 2 o'clock. But defense. We're just having a little bit of fun on a Wednesday afternoon of the bye week. We're celebrating the bye and the non-pitchforkless 8-5 Washington Commanders. What's up, Jonesy?
Hey, what's going on? Now, man. You set yourself up, man. They ordered IHOP on you, man. So that tells you right there what's happening right there. So no more waffling, man. They got waffles there. And what, you got sausage link, too?
Yeah. Bacon and scrambled eggs. Little bacon, as Tyler would call it. Yeah.
They're hash browns.
We're waffling for the rest of the year. Yeah. I'm saying, man. Shout out to Dump Truck Don out there in 757. He's down there. So he came up here last week. I didn't get a chance to see him. But, man, you got to stop that now. Yo, we are looking for this team to do great things. So you got to be one way or the other. You can't be both.
here's the thing though, Jonesy. Again, you can be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. If I was right 100%, I would not be here. No offense, I don't care enough about any of you. But if I was right 100% of the time, I'd be retired on a yacht somewhere. Okay.
So you can be wrong,
but my argument, my point was he buried this team and then they went out and played almost not a perfect game because they missed 2 field goals. They threw an interception.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not what you're complaining
about.
But
they almost played an El Perfecto after he buried them with the pitchfork.
Exactly. Now, see, you said on Friday, right?
Yes.
They were going to pretty much lose.
Yes.
Yourself.
Yes.
But see, the thing is, you said it and you left it alone. Now, you stayed there with it. I gotta admit, I heard.
I stayed there with it because I'm not the waffler that you all accused me of being. That's why I stayed with it.
Thank you, Jonesy. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Jonesy.
We're going to save Fred in California for the top of the air because he wants to talk about what we're going to talk about next, which is F-16 fighter jets. That's new. That's awesome. That's exciting. First, we get Alex and Alexandria in here before the top of the hour. Alex, how are you?
Make it quick, Alex.
What's going on, guys?
Alex.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Well, Linnell is just a young dude, man. You know, he was talking nonsense on Friday. I think he must have been boring being flying solo in the studio. He didn't know what.
Here's what happened, Alex. I know the truth. He had a tryptophan coma.
What's Vancouver?
You don't know what tryptophan is? It's like the chemical in turkey that makes everybody pass out on Thanksgiving Day. Not watching the Dallas Cowboys.
Is this some sort of like conspiracy theory?
No, this is real.
No, this is real. You've never heard of a tryptophan coma?
No.
Okay. Well, you learn something new every day. So, Alex, what happened is he injected himself with tryptophan, and then he didn't know what to say, and his brain wasn't firing on all cylinders. He wasn't getting out of his stance on Friday morning, so he had to say something really stupid. So we had to make him accountable for saying something really stupid.
Exactly. He was boring, so he didn't know what to talk about. So the phone lines weren't lighting up, so he had to say something dumb like that. But anyway, I hope you have your food and pie there, Linnell.
Yeah.
Well,
hashtag Willie.
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know if we can go down that road. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. All right, coming up, we will obviously put away some of the shenanigans, although we'll continue to eat because why not?
Good food.
If anybody wants some food, come and get it. And you can probably kick Linnell in the...
This is ridiculous.
In the onions, just for his ridiculous opinions as well. I hear some people want to actually fight him. So, have some breakfast.
An opinion so strong they were willing to fight me. That's not how you do the job.
We're going to get serious. We're going to talk about the F-16 fighter jet drama or whatever that is next on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.